The Home Affairs Department says it found indications of prima facie fraud committed by Miss SA contestant Chidima Adechima's mother.
An ongoing investigation by Home Affairs has found prima facie indications of fraud committed by Chidima Adechima's mother. The Department of Home Affairs herewith provides an update on the ongoing investigation into the citizenship of Miss Chidima Adechima, a contestant in the upcoming Miss SA event. The reason for the ongoing nature of the investigation is that its scope has broadened since the original request received from the organisers of Miss SA based on the information uncovered by Home Affairs investigators thus far. The department nonetheless provides this update to the public based on that official request and consent. We will provide a final update once the investigation is concluded. Upon receiving the request for investigation, the department deployed every resource at its disposal to establish the truth. This has included archival research, visits to hospitals, and site visits to verify information. From the information we have uncovered thus far, the Department of Home Affairs can indicate that prima facie reasons exist to believe that fraud and identity theft may have been committed by the person recorded in Home Affairs records as Chidima Adechina's mother. Adechina herself could not have participated in the alleged unlawful actions of her mother, as she was an infant at the time when the activities took place in 2001. An innocent South African mother, whose identity may have been stolen as part of the alleged fraud, suffered as a result because she could not register her child. The department has broadened its investigation to identify and pursue any officials involved in the alleged scheme and is obtaining legal advice on the implications of the alleged fraudulent activity on Adechina's citizenship status. And finally, upon the completion of the investigation, Home Affairs intends to press criminal charges and convict all implicated parties. This case, which stems from alleged fraudulent activities committed 23 years ago, highlights the urgent need for the digital modernization of Home Affairs applications, adjudication and verification processes to insulate the department against fraudulent interference, similar to the reforms undertaken at the South African Revenue Service in the late 2000s. The case also highlights the reason for the department's blocking of certain duplicate IDs and that the court-ordered unblocking of these documents must be handled with caution. Throughout this process, Home Affairs is guided by our commitment to both restoring and upholding the rule of law as well as the rights of all parties.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.